A doctor was addressing a meeting about healthy eating. The material or the things we put into our stomach is enough to have killed most of us sitting here years ago. Because red meat is awful. Soft drinks corrode the stomach lining. Some Asian foods contain high levels of MSG, that is monosodium glutamate. High-fat diets are harmful, and long-term damage is caused by the germs in our drinking water. But there is one thing that is the most dangerous, and most of us have or will eat it. Can anyone tell me what food it is that causes the most grief and suffering for years after eating it? After a short pause, an elderly man in the front row put up his hand and softly said, "Wedding cake." In the Bible, fire is symbolic of purification, but more often is associated with God's judgment. The image of fire is also used to symbolize God's glory, His protective presence, His holiness, His righteous judgment, and His wrath against sin. The image of fire is also used of the Holy Spirit. Fire has many characteristics. It warms, it purifies, it refines, it transforms, and it burns. As a purifying force, fire burns up what is useless and refines what is impure, besides giving warmth and energy. Elijah brought the fire of judgment on the prophets of Baal and the soldiers of King Azariah. John the Baptist promises that Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, and that promise was fulfilled at Pentecost. James and John wanted to call down fire from heaven upon the Samaritans because they rejected Jesus. But Jesus would not permit it. We are also reminded of the prophet's words, "For he is like a refiner's fire." The cup and baptism are metaphors for Jesus' suffering and death. When Jesus asked James and John, "Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" What Jesus means by his question and challenge is, I have a terrible experience through which I must pass, and my life is full of tension until I pass through it and emerge triumphantly from it. Are you willing and able to do the same? Our baptism is an immersion in Christ's death, in which we died to sin and are reborn to the new life of grace. We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. In the same way, our Eucharistic celebration is a recollection of Jesus' sacrificial baptism in suffering and death, and the anguish this cost him, not simply a celebration of the community with the risen Christ and with other believers. As Jesus walked the road to Jerusalem, the disciples had to decide whether to go with him or not. To be with or against Jesus is a decision which has the effect of judgment and division. Jesus' teaching caused division in families, in communities, and in the church. For the Palestinian Jews of the first century, a person's place in the family conferred personal identity, protection, a support system, and a place in the community. To separate oneself from one's family or clan was literally a matter of life and death. But Christianity tore families in two, because a follower of Christ had to decide which he loved better, his kith and kin or Christ. In Christianity, the loyalty to Christ has to take precedence over the dearest loyalties on this earth. Beliefs in Jesus and commitment to him cause fires of argument to erupt between believers and non-believers in the same family or community, resulting in the division of families and conflict in society. Standing up for what is right and working for justice and truth are higher aims than unity, and working for those aims will sometimes cause division. Let us remember that Jesus' sense of justice brought him into conflict with those who exploited the weak and the poor. His integrity invited confrontation with the dishonest and hypocritical leaders, and his love for the poor, for sinners, and for the outcasts alienated him from the narrow-minded and self-righteous. C.S. Lewis once said that the gospel was concerned to create new people and not just nice people. Our Lord Jesus continues to cast fire on the earth, the fire of the Spirit, through the ministry of word and sacraments. As Christians, we need to have fire to inflame people to care, to serve, and to bless each other with all the gifts of faith. We need to work with the Holy Spirit to allow that fire to burn off the impurities in us and to bring out the purity of the gold and silver within us. We need divine fire to inflame our hearts with the love of God and love for his children.